It has been a while, Monster fans, but we are back and excited to be back on what is a new and we hope improved Monsters Eye View podcast alongside my co-host from here on out, Kaylee Lane. I am Tony Brown. And Kaylee, this is going to be fun. It's a new format. It's kind of a new, conception of the podcast for this year. And I'm looking forward to giving this a shot. But first of all, welcome. It's your first episode.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm Kaylee. I am the digital content coordinator here for the Monsters. So I do a lot of content creation. I help run social media and help wherever I can at this point. I like to consider myself a jack of all trades.
Yeah, no kidding. And you were over at the Charge game today, too, singing the national anthem. How about that?
Yeah, I like to consider myself a yes girl. So anything that comes up, I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll help. So that was kind of my wheelhouse today. And now Tony and I are crushing it on the podcast. So the microphone loves me today, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad it went well. That is exciting stuff, but we've got a lot of exciting stuff to talk about on the podcast today. So just to give everyone an idea of how this is going to work, we've kind of got the show broken up into four different segments. We're going to start in a minute with the what we call our warm-up segment. That's going to be a little bit of information, what's going on with the team right now. We'll move ahead to a segment we're calling Talking Points, where we're going to come up with a few sort of topics, and we'll discuss those. We'll look ahead, see what's, quote, on the docket with the Monsters going forward in terms of promotions, home games, all that great stuff. And then finally, the signature Kaylee Lane segment, Questions with Kaylee. What can the fans expect there?
They can just expect kind of questions that I go around. I ask the team some kind of out-of-pocket TikTok questions from time to time. So today we'll be covering what I'm going to be posting later on, just kind of an interesting question, and see how the players answer it and how they react.
Can't wait. That's going to be fun. So that's kind of how the show breaks down. But we get things going, as always, with the big news of the day. So with that, it's time for our warm-up. All right, Kaylee, let's get right into it. The Monsters are currently in the midst of a four-game winning streak, so they're one of the hottest teams in the league right now. But the Monsters, 7 wins in their last 10. They're now 12-4-1. 25 points, 73.5% points percentage. That's pretty darn strong. And the Monsters, of course, first in the North Division, third in the Eastern Conference. It's been an amazing start to the season on the ice, but isn't it kind of fun just to sort of be that club that's sort of the front runner right now? And to, as the team has a target on their back with the rest of the teams in the division looking up the standings at them, some of that vibe kind of rubs off in the entire organization.
Oh, after the games, it just feels amazing. Everybody's all excited. And the cool thing is just comparing, this is now my second season, comparing last season to this season, it's like night and day. This is a whole different team, a whole different atmosphere. Everybody is excited to play. And obviously, we are very excited to be at the games, let alone work them. But it's just, it's crazy how much things have changed with such a large amount of returners on the team.
Yeah, it is true. The depth has been the biggest thing that sticks out, and that's going to be, going forward, a big reason for the Monsters' success, for sure, just having different options. But you're right, new faces, old faces, but it's a new team, and everything sort of rolls over and evolves as it does year over year. So this season, it's been a lot of fun to start. Let's talk about the couple of most recent games for the Monsters. So the Toronto Marlies, I know you haven't been in this league very long. I have been in this league quite some time now, and Toronto is always one of the hardest teams to play against. They're so deep. It seems like they have 30 guys on the roster at all times.
They're always a good matchup for sure.
Yeah, and they just, they usually have a lot of talent. They have a great power play. All those things are true kind of year over year. But this year, maybe it's not quite the Toronto team we've seen in the past. Certainly a tough test, though, for the Monsters in a couple of games. Let's start with the shootout win on Friday, November the 24th. 13,345. Biggest crowd, as you know, Kaylee, since 2019 for the Monsters. And just a super dramatic game, super exciting game. And personally, I love the low-scoring games because the
tension. They're so intense.
Yeah, the tension
gets going.
They're
so intense.
As you get down the stretch. But, from where you were sitting and your role with the team, what did that game look like on Friday the 24th?
I was sitting there live tweeting, and I think I was shaking because I was like, it was so back and forth, and Pavel Chayan just absolutely crushed it in the net. I want to say he had 46 saves or 42 that day.
41, but if you add the shootout, I guess he had 43.
Yeah, so he definitely held his ground in net, and it's really nice to see our two goaltenders just kind of have that really positive camaraderie between each other, that they just kind of influence each other. And Jack Greaves is doing absolutely amazing. He's ranked one of the top right now in the AHL. And yep. then Pavel, being young, and he was the rookie last year, came in for this game and just really, really proved his own. And, you know, it's really nice to see him develop from what he was last year, kind of like in a shell a little bit, to this year. He's really come to be the player that he is today.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely, I think the word I've used is blossoming right now.
Oh,
in terms of his confidence, his play, everything. It's been awesome. And Jack Greaves, of course, tied for the league lead with 9 wins. He's been outstanding in his own right. But for any team, for any coaching staff to know that you've got options, boy, that's a big load off mentally. And so Pav has certainly been outstanding. But the big highlight in that game, if there was one you could choose from, there were many, it has to be that shootout goal for Kent Johnson. We've been talking about
Kent
since he's arrived. Like, he can do things that, like, I can't even conceptualize in my head, and he's just doing them and making them look so easy. So we'll take a listen here to Kent Johnson's shootout goal, and then we'll talk about it on the other side because it got a ton of attention.
Has it. Patiently creeps across the blue line, weaves to his right very deliberately. Now back towards the net, takes his time to the back, and he scores! Oh, he makes the impossible look so simple, and Johnson's got the monsters in front.
Wow. I mean, it was crazy. He does things, again, that most hockey players can't even think to do, much less execute. He makes them look effortless, and that's another great moment. And really, the entire hockey world was taking notice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Kent Johnson's goal was featured on November 25th, the day after, on SportsCenter, ranked at number 3, which is phenomenal. I'm pretty sure that day was the only clip from any hockey game, which was awesome. Additionally, he was featured on the AHL, Spittin' Chiclets, and BR Open Ice.
Yeah. And Spittin' Chiclets. I mean, these are...
That's impressive.
It's a huge platform, and it's got a lot of people paying attention. And, you know, they should be paying attention to what Kent Johnson is doing. It's phenomenal. I mean, he showed up, and he's instantly one of the team's top scorers, logging huge minutes in all situations and showing right there why he was the 5th overall pick not too long ago. So that was awesome. Let's keep it moving, though, to the next Monsters Game 2 as we got on the bus and capped off this stretch of, like, 6 games in 10 days or whatever it was. Back up in Toronto, and this time it was the other Monster superstar getting the job done. Team was down in the 3rd period, but they got a tying goal, and then this overtime game winner from Emil Bemström.
Nick Smolanski back atop the right circle, gives it to Bemström towards the net, to his backhand, he scores! He scores! It's Bemström from Nick Smolanski! 2nd of the game for Emil Bemström. He's your overtime hero, and the Monsters win it in Toronto by a final of 4-3.
Yeah, a dominant performance from him. We've been seeing it consistently. It seems like he has, I think it's because it's factually true, more 2-goal games than games in which doesn't have 2-goal games heading into this stretch in the schedule. He's been crazy, crazy good, and crazy productive.
Yeah, and it's really nice because we kind of anticipate at this point, like you said, more 2-goal games. Once he scores one, I'm always on the edge of my seat. I'm like, all right, I got everything lined up if he does it again. But his one-timer is unbelievable. I wish we had, like, a speedometer on that. I would love to know how fast it is.
Yeah, we don't have the advanced stats,
it would
sadly,
be cool.
In the American League. But it would be great to see that. He's been outstanding. I don't know what you can say about him. He's come down here as a guy with lots of NHL service time. He's had an amazing attitude. And, again, the productivity speaks for itself. I mean, he's playing like a guy on a mission to get back where he wants to go. You can't ask for anything more than that from a player. So that'll kind of do it for our warm-up segment. Let's transition now. In just a moment, we'll come back with our talking points, and I think we might just hear about Emil Bemström again here in just a moment. It's the Monsters Eye View Podcast. More straight ahead with Kaylee Lane. I'm Tony Brown. All right, Kaylee, time now for our talking points segment, and let's pick up where we left off. Emil Bemström is the big headline for me this week because he is your Howie's Hockey Tape AHL Player of the Week. Pretty good week. Let me rattle off the numbers for you here. 4 games, 4 Monsters wins, by the way, 6 goals, 8 points, 3 of those goals game winners for a guy that's only been here, I think it's like 6 games now in a Monsters uniform. He's already leading the team with 9 goals.
It's just unbelievable every time he hits the ice, especially with that first line. He's playing with Mikhail Pucha, Kent Johnson, and then him. And every time they hit the ice, and I remember there was a game, and it was just the entire second period was that first line. Just absolutely going crazy. And the three of them playing together up front is just absolutely unmatched. The cohesiveness of the line, they're passing, they're shooting, and naturally they're scoring.
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity for a guy like Mikhail Pucha, right, to be able to just be surrounded by that level of skill, but also productivity. You put together all three of their performances. They had a stretch there during that last every other day scheduling quirk there where in three games, I think if you add it all up, they had over 20 points just as a line.
It was ridiculous.
Most teams don't come up with 20 points on the score sheet over a stretch like that, so you can't say enough. All you can say about his award as the player of the week in the league is that it is well-earned and well-deserved. That's all the analysis I have.
I can't say I was surprised.
No.
To be quite honest with you, I kind of saw it coming. And then once we announced it, I was like, there's no player right now that is more deserving of that, especially with what he is putting out for us right now and just how he's contributed to the team since he got here. It's just we are very, very lucky to have him.
He's a man on a mission, and I say to the fans every game, I mean, just savor it because this is special. You don't see this kind of talent, this kind of skill, this type of productivity very often in the American Hockey League. All right, keeping things going here, we've got another big talking point in the context of the overall franchise, Kaylee, and that is Trey Fix-Wolanski's march to the top of the all-time franchise record book. We call it Fixie Watch, and so here I'll give you the numbers, then we'll talk about him a little bit. He's now with 65 goals, two goals away from tying a club record, so three more and he'll set one. Two assists the other day in Toronto, 94 of those in his Monsters career, four away from the team record, and just 6 points away from tying Andrew Agostino's team record for points. Right now, Trey in second in the all-time list. He's got 159. So seven more points, five more assists, three more goals, and he would own all three of those club records. He's been around a while. He's been consistently great the entire time here, but this is a chance to really set foot at the summit of this mountaintop, and I can't imagine something more meaningful.
Yeah, and it's pretty interesting, too, because he is still kind of young. I mean, he's been here just going on a couple years, maybe five at this point, but just seeing how young he is, how fresh he is, how even coming off of last season, I remember I interviewed him for an article, and he was just so excited, just saying how hard he works in the summer because this is what he wants. This is his goal, and he's definitely gotten a taste of the NHL. He's had his fair share up here, or up there, excuse me, but it's just really nice to see him. No matter where he is, he's always going to put forth his best effort. Yeah. And we've seen it season upon season. And clearly, he's in the running for three franchise records. That's unbelievable.
I didn't even mention the game-winning goals. He's two away from tying that one,
so
too.
So four,
and he already owns the power play goal record. So, I mean, simply put, he's meant everything to the team in his time here. What I really liked hearing from him at the start of this season, we were doing a different segment, and he said that he feels like Cleveland is where he's grown up. I mean, you think about it, you go through junior hockey and you have your whatever organization might draft you, and where are you going to go after that? And for him, it was Cleveland, and boy, he's taken full advantage of this opportunity. So I know it means a lot to him. It certainly means a ton to the team. And, you know, we've now shown the fans his bobblehead, which is coming
up
later in the season. It's one of the best I've ever seen. Not only does it capture his celebration, but his likeness is really good, and he just deserves it. It's an amazing thing. An amazing achievement, and I can't wait to watch it happen. I've been thinking about what I might say in those moments, and it'll be organic, but it will be genuine because nobody deserves this sort of acclaim more than Trey does for me.
Yeah, and there's a really cool GIF that we just sent out where he is holding, or Jet is holding the bobblehead, and Trey is just standing right beside it, just kind of shaking his head, and just kind of seeing it side by side. They really encompassed him, and it looks just like him, which is kind of scary because I feel like bobbleheads, it's always hit or miss. This is identical to him, and it's just so fitting.
It's often very miss
if
you're looking at the actual likeness.
Yep.
This time, though, not the case. So keep your eyes peeled on the Monsters promo calendar. Full details are on clevelandmonsters.com. You won't want to miss that bobblehead game later in the season. All right, Kaylee, we're halfway through the show already. We're done with the talking points. One more quick break. We're going to come back and see what's on the docket for the Monsters before we wrap it up with questions with Kaylee. It's the all-new Monsters Eye View podcast, and we'll be back in just a moment right here. alongside Kaylee Lane. Tony Brown back with you on the Monsters Eye View podcast. New format, new podcast, new co-host. So far, so good, Kaylee. We're halfway through the show.
Appreciate it.
Let's see what's on the docket now for the Monsters as we look ahead on Cleveland's schedule. Okay, on the docket this week, a couple of big games. Now, I, for one, am thankful the Monsters have a break in the schedule. It was getting pretty grueling there, going every other day.
It's well-deserved.
All the players love it, though. I mean, I talk to those guys. They're like, I wish it was like this all the time. Why practice when you could play, right?
I'm happy they keep up with it because it's a lot.
But for me, with the travel and stuff, I'm happy to have a few days off. But we've got Saturday and Sunday at home this week with a couple of earlier start times. So, Kaylee, let's start talking about Grow the Game Night. It's presented by Cargill. It's going to feature an awesome kids jersey giveaway. Also, thanks to Cargill, first 2,500 kids 14 and under will grab those. That's a 6 o'clock start time against Utica Saturday, the 2nd of December. It's always fun to focus on the future of hockey, and growing the game is what the Monsters are most devoted to in terms of their causes with the Community Foundation and everything else. So this is a great chance to spread that gospel.
Yeah, and I would say if you got kids, I would not want to miss this giveaway, because when I saw these jerseys, I was like, wow, the quality? They are legit. And honestly, it's just really cool to – I remember being young and wanting my first hockey jersey, and let alone a giveaway jersey. I mean, it just has the primary logo on the front. It just looks amazing. So if you have a kid out there under 14, I suggest you bring them to the game on Saturday, because this is a giveaway you will not want to miss.
I couldn't agree more. They're pretty much identical to the Monsters black uniforms, which they just wore at home for the first time this season. So it's an awesome look, and we appreciate our friends at Cargill for making that possible. Also, coming up the next day, an even earlier start time at 12:30 against Utica, again on the 3rd of December. That's a Sunday. Kid Nation Takeover Day. Now, this is going to have a lot of cool elements, including the reintroduction of our junior reporter, which is a guy I love working with.
Yeah, I'm super excited. We have a new junior reporter this year. We're going to be showcasing him on the game on Sunday. He's going to partake in just some really fun game elements, and we're really going to bring the kid aspect to the game, which I'm super excited about. We're excited to meet him, get him involved, and just we're just going to introduce a new era of hockey to this younger generation, and maybe, who knows, Tony, he'll be calling some games beside you at some point.
Well, I think he's coming to sit with me at some point during the game there, so we'll see how he does. But, Brad Thiessen's got a lock on that analyst chair.
Oh, absolutely. Can't take it away.
There's Jock there, too, so he's got a lot of competition. But, it'll be a lot of fun. I can't wait. Kid Nation Takeover Day is a great opportunity, and it's gonna, you can tell that the sort of the pitch of the crowd goes up on the Kid Nation
game. Oh, for sure.
So they will be engaged, for sure.
There's also a really cool element after the game. There are post-game autographs, too, which is a really, really cool thing. You guys won't want to miss that, let alone a Sunday matinee. Sunday fun day, but post-game autographs, too, which is a really cool opportunity. Those don't come around often, so don't miss it.
No, that's great, Kaylee. Good call there. It's true. A rare chance to get the entire team's autographs if you guys are interested in that. Both these games, rather, are both Monsters Family Days as well. They're presented by Castaway Bay, and that means you get the earlier start time, sure, but you also get these awesome $6 Monsters Kids Meal opportunities. So we're talking about a hot dog, chips, and ice-cold Coca-Cola, $6. Can't beat that. Get all of your tickets for what's on the docket for the Monsters this weekend. With it, a chance to beat Utica, by the way, something that Cleveland did not do one single time last year. So I know we're all
ready.
Excited to take the Comets down a peg. But first place Monsters hosting Utica again Saturday, December 2nd at 6, Sunday the 3rd at 12:30. That is what's on the docket for the Monsters. Back one final time on this latest edition of the Monsters Eye View podcast with Kaylee Lane. I'm Tony Brown, and guys, we're almost to the end of our first episode of this new iteration of this particular offering here with the Monsters. But Kaylee, we've got a signature segment like we used to. Now, Nicole Del Villano used to do the show. She had the shootout segment. You've come up with your own segment here, and it ties into your role with the Monsters digital team. So why don't you explain it a little bit? You did earlier, but tell the folks what's about to happen here.
Yeah, so this segment is called Questions with Kaylee. Something fun that I like to do when I film TikToks is find some random question that I either think of or do some research for, just to kind of showcase the personalities of the guys, learn a little bit about more about them, and just kind of see where their head's at. So right now, Tony, what is the top of your bucket list?
My bucket list. Well, there's one thing I've never done before that I'd really like to do someday. So in the off season, I'm big into getting into the wilderness, right, and spending time outside. I grew up in Minnesota, you know, up in the lakes, up in the woods. I've done some long hiking trips. There's a place called Isle Royal. I don't know if anyone knows where that is. It's this island in Lake Superior. It's technically part of Michigan, but it's almost to Canada. It's a super unique ecosystem where there's only like 5 or 6 species of mammals on this entire island because it's so isolated. And there's like hundreds of miles of trails up there. I would love to get up to Isle Royal, one of the most, definitely the most remote national park of all of them. I'd love to get up there and see that totally unique place.
Yeah, I've never actually heard of that, but that sounds magical. So
yeah, you got to take a seaplane to get there.
Oh,
or you
really?
Take, ride on a boat for like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours or something. It's going to be awesome.
So I guess we know where your next summer trip is taking you.
Yeah, if my wife will consent to seeing me leave for like a week and a half.
That is true. But speaking of the outdoors, the top of Cameron Butler's bucket list is actually to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Okay. That's attainable. A lot of people do that.
Yes. And when he said that, I was like, wow, that's really cool.
And specific, too. Not any mountain.
No.
He wants to go to Kilimanjaro.
Specifically. Yeah, which nice. I thought was really interesting. Josh Dunn would love to go to Italy.
Well, also very attainable, Dunner.
Yep. And on top of that, James Malatesta would like to go with Josh Dunn, but just travel Europe. Nothing okay. specific. He would just like to travel Europe.
I like it. Kind of bounce around, improvise. All right. You don't want to plan too much. You want to plan just enough, but leave some wiggle room.
They could definitely take a flight together and then just kind of branch off. But Luca Del Belbelouz wants to go to Augusta National and watch the Masters.
Now, that actually might be kind of tough to do, right? I mean, you got to you gotta hit the lottery, get tickets. I mean, it's amazing.
It's not easy.
It's not easy at all. What a unique event that is.
I mean, he should just toss out the Cleveland Monster's name, and they'll immediately be like, yeah, you're in.
Yeah, I don't think that'll work.
Well, you can sure try. Hope. Yeah. Jake Christensen would love to go to the U.S. Open, which I didn't.
Tennis or golf?
He just said U.S. Open. So
I'm going to guess golf.
I'm going to guess golf, but also I was thinking maybe tennis.
It is a really sort of distinct event that draws a lot of people out to Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York. So I don't know.
Yeah, but
we'll have to get more clarity on that. Either one would be cool.
I'll have to double check with him, but I will say my personal top of my bucket list is to go skydiving. I am terrified of heights. I see a lot of people doing it right now, and it would just be something that I would love to do, and so would Owen Sillinger.
Wants to go skydiving, okay.
Yeah, which I can't fathom that, but it looks fun.
You know what? I applaud you for facing a fear there, Kaylee. I don't know if that's number one on my list, personally. I think I'm good. When I'm in a plane, I like to, you know, kind of stay in the plane as long as I can. But, yeah, that's great. Okay, you can I look forward to the Monsters Digital team chronicling your first skydiving experience, whatever that might be.
I'll have to look into see if they have Skydive Cleveland or something like that. But this was my last one I want to add in because naturally I want to save a lot of this for the TikTok that will be posted soon.
Yep.
So don't forget to follow us on TikTok at Monsters Hockey.
Excellent plug.
But let's just talk about Carson Meyer and Jake Gaudette.
Okay.
Carson Meyer's top of his bucket list is to have Jake teach him how to duck hunt.
Okay.
And then Jake's top of his bucket list is to teach Carson how to duck hunt.
Well,
so those
great.
Two in tandem seem like a power duo.
Yeah, we learned in a previous episode of the podcast in previous seasons that Jake Gaudette is a huge outdoorsman, and he's one of the sort of go-to guys for the other guys on the team that want to, you know, dip their toe into that sort of wilderness experience. So he's got a lot of knowledge. I know he's a big fisherman, but I guess he does his share of hunting too. So a lot to learn from Mr. Gaudette.
Maybe he'll join you on your little excursion. You never know.
I bet you he's heard of Isle Royal. I don't know if he's ever been up
there. We'll have to ask. Maybe that's next week's question.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. Well, Kaylee's questions. Great job. I like the segment.
Thank you. I mean, it's really fun because I like finding something that you wouldn't find out in public about these guys, but also kind of showcase who they are outside of hockey. Like, you would have never guessed that Cameron Butler wants to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
No.
It's the craziest thing, but yeah, stay tuned. I got some really cool questions lined up to ask the guys, and we'll report back on their answers.
Kaylee, great job. That is the first episode of the all new and improved Monsters Eye View podcast. And I think with that, that's it for the show. Anything you want to add before we say so long?
Don't forget to follow us on social, on TikTok, X, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, at Monsters Hockey.
That's amazing. And I guess I should also remind you guys to catch every second of Monsters action throughout the season on our flagship radio home, Fox Sports 1350, The Gambler on AHL TV. And check ClevelandMonsters.com for our telecast schedule, too, on Bally Sports Great Lakes. And, of course, watch Monsters OT every chance you get on Bally Sports Great Lakes throughout the year. Kaylee, awesome job. What'd you
think
of the first show?
I thought it was really fun. I've done podcasts in the past, but not of this caliber, and it's really nice to get back behind the mic.
Well, we'll see what kind of caliber it is when we put this thing together. But amazing job. It was a lot of fun. That's Kaylee Lane. I'm Tony Brown. Thanks most of all, though, to you guys for listening. This has been the all-new and improved Monsters Eye View podcast. We'll talk to you wherever you get your podcasts for the next episode. So long, everybody.